Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
So Cut says she's not the one people should be thinking about.
Just pray for the firefighters and the police that are all fighting this fire, and they get it under control, and God be with them.
Thousands of faithful filing past the casket of Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Most did not know him personally, but Sister Jeanette Gaudet did.
He was somebody that I will never forget because he was so personal and funny. Personal and funny and full of joy and hope.
The Pope's funeral will be held on Saturday. The market's pointing higher following a strong day on Tuesday, as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a group of bankers that he doesn't think the current situation with tariffs between the U.S. and China is sustainable. This is ABC News. The conservative majority of the Supreme Court appearing to side with parents in Maryland who argued they should be able to opt their children out of public elementary school classes if they're learning lessons involving storybooks that feature characters from the LGBTQ community. So-called doomsday mom convicted of helping to murder her own children has been convicted of a new crime, this time the murder of her fourth husband. ABC's Alex Stone.
Guilty is the verdict from the jurors in Maricopa County, Arizona. They were polled by the judge. They all said that, yes, that is what they agree with. That is what they decided on after about 6 hours of deliberating. She sat, Lori Vallow Daybell, in the courtroom, not showing a lot of emotion, her long blonde hair. She walked in with a whole bunch of documents. She represented herself.
Daybell could get 25 years for this, but is already serving multiple terms for killing her children and playing a role in the death of her fifth husband as well. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
April showers bring May flowers. It's that time of year again. I hope the snow is gone until November or so. Everyone loves the beauty of spring and spring flowers, but we don't always like the thunderstorms and soggy ground that must come with the flowers. As the earth comes alive with the sights and sounds of spring, we are reminded that God has made his eternal power and divine nature evident through his creation of the world. The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Speaking to God, the psalmist also said, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." So now that the days are getting longer and warmer and green is beginning to make its appearance as the predominant color, along with the colors of the early spring blossoms, make your way outside to enjoy the creation that God has given to show us new life. Watch and listen as the birds and animals frolic in the springtime. Walk, run, ride, or sit, but marvel in the creation and give praise and thanksgiving to the God who created it all for our pleasure. Thanks be to God. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavigne, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family, going on now at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've been tracking some pockets of showers and thunderstorms skirting by just to the south of us overnight into this morning across the state of Iowa into northwest Illinois, just kind of hugging the Wisconsin border. There's a chance one or two of those could spread north and clip us this morning with some additional development coming in with a front from South Dakota over southern Minnesota. And a few of those showers could be with us through the afternoon and early evening. This general unsettled weather pattern will stick with us through about midday Friday as a more organized low pressure system slides through Thursday night and Friday morning. That'll be the most widespread rain of the period. We could be dealing with something like another half inch to an inch through that point. Temperatures will be relatively mild today and tomorrow, cooler on Friday, but some nice sunshine over the weekend should make it feel rather nice. And then a surge of warmer air will come in early next week. It could push those temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees above normal, and then dropping down a bit as we head toward the mid part of next week. So today you can expect a mix of clouds and sun with a 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, but quite a bit of dry time as well. The high near 70, light winds becoming south to southwest at 4 to 8 miles an hour. Tonight some passing clouds along with isolated showers, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow variably cloudy, continued mild with a few brief showers possible. High close to 69 degrees, northeast to east wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, some occasional showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm mixed in early, low at 47. Friday, rain likely in the morning to midday, then drying up, breezy and cooler, high near 58. Heading into Saturday, mostly sunny and nice, high of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 68. Slight chance of a shower at night. Scattered storms on Monday, breezy and warm, high 77. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, a little bit of light rain out there now, a trace of precipitation as we look at some rain. It's been raining in some locations this morning for quite some time. Getting it here now for the first time. We're at 43 degrees, a yesterday high of 72. Kind of surprised us late in the day. We did pick up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Today's morning low, 38. The record high, 94 in 1980. Record low, 22 in 1939. Last year's high was 67 and the low, 53. Sunset will occur at 7:54 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5 minutes after 6 for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, the south winds are at 3. Barometer is at 30.17, which is on the rise. And looks like now 1/100th of an inch of rain has fallen. After a low of 38, it's 43 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look back at all the sports from yesterday, details on a Brewer win and a Bucks loss as well in a moment.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
It is time for a look at sports from southwestern Wisconsin. Locally, the Richland Center Hornets defeated Galena 1-0 in high school soccer action on a sunny Tuesday. The field was still very wet and muddy after Tuesday's rain. The score was tied at 0 going into halftime. In the 15th minute of the second half, the Hornets scored off a loose ball just outside the 18-yard box. The Hornet goal was made by junior Sylvia Schmidt, using a strong kick, chipping the Galena kicker with assistance from Sophia Ringelstetter and Nevaeh Glassbrenner to get the ball on the attacking half of the field. It was live on WRCO last night.
Glassbrenner, Nevaeh trying to get away from the defender. Throws a short pass over to the left side. Here comes Sophia Ringelstetter. Steps inside. She's now triple team. Gives it back to the right side. High shot up and in. It's going to be Sylvia Schmidt with a goal. Schmidt got the ball that caromed back into her path. And she puts it in the twine, and we have a score.
Richland Center's defense played excellent in the shutout win, led by keeper Lily Tidrick. Defenders Harper Glassbrenner, Bryn Anderson, Ella Stadler, Mariah Abde, and Sylvia Schmidt. Richland Center improved to 1-4 overall, 1-3 in the Southwest Conference. The Galena Pirates fall to 1-4 with the loss. The next action is another conference match Thursday at home versus Dodge Point. It will all be Rary's night for all young soccer players and their families at halftime Thursday. Galena will host Platteville Lancaster in conference action.
action also on Thursday. The River Valley soccer team defeated Hustisford Dodgeland 4-1 last evening. In softball action last night, Richland Center broke away from a close game up 1-0 early. They went on to win 9-1 over Viroqua Youth Initiative. The Hornets' next action is coming up on Friday night when they will be hosting Mauston and honoring the 1996 State Richland Center girls team. In the Ridge and Valley yesterday, it was a win for Ithaca, 12-2 over North Crawford. J.C. Maxwell with a no-hitter, striking out 10, walking 7, and also leading the way at the plate. Kaylee Newkirk, 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs. J.C. Maxwell, 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs and a triple. Holly King, 1-for-3 with a triple. And Alyssa Muller, 1-for-2 with an RBI. The Weston girls played their best game of the season, according to coach Larry Villiard. It was a 5-1 game going into the seventh when the inning started, and the rest is history as it was DeSoto erupting for a total of 12 runs. They go on to win it by a score of 12-6 over Weston in Ridge and Valley Conference softball. Wisconsin Heights over Riverdale 12-10, Prairie du Chien 6, Fenimore 5, Lancaster 8-1 over Southwestern, River Ridge 4, Highland 2, Dodgeville 14-4 over Westby, Seneca 16, Kickapoo 5, and Nisita win over Winnewick Center 9-6, Hillsboro 14-1 over New Lisbon in a 5-inning game. In baseball from yesterday, the Ithaca Bulldogs claimed victory by a score of 12-0 as they got their bats going. Wyatt Hilby started off with a double in the second inning. Then Matt Neef and Houston Boland hit back-to-back home runs to go up 3-0. Matt Neef ended up sealing the deal with a second 2-run home run in the fourth inning. Sammy Clary with a great night on the mound, only facing 15 batters in 5 innings. Also yesterday, Platteville over River Valley 7-6. Westby beat Riverdale 12-3. Dodgeville 5-2 over Lancaster. River Ridge 3, Highland 2. Seneca 14-1 over Kickapoo. Hillsboro a winner against New Lisbon 16-2 in a 5-inning baseball game. GET beat Viroqua 3-2. It was a win for the Dells over Wautoma, 7-2. Reedsburg, 7-2 over Edgewood. Wazika Steuben and Lafarge split 2-0 Hornets over Wildcats, and also it was a win for Lafarge 6-5 in the nightcap. Cooper Lummis the win for Wazika Steuben. The winning pitcher in the game for Lafarge was Braxton Kastner. Track action at the Prairie du Chien Relays yesterday. The Richland Center girls fared well, finishing second. Lancaster with 148.5 won the event. Richland Center was also in second place with a total of 70 among the 14 teams. Lancaster, the top boys team, with 98.33. Fenimore, the runner-up, at 78. Richland Center, the seventh-place team. River Valley was 10th. Looking at individuals for the Richland Center girls, Grace Fretz, first in the 800 with a time of 2:32.2. Pearl Fretz, fifth in the 1600 and fifth in the 3200. The 4x8 relay team was fourth. Grace Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Addie Lawless, and Rachel Waterfall. Danica Pauls, second in high jump, second in pole vault. Soleil Ewing, third in the high jump. Madeline Huber was first in the shot with a 36 feet and 1 inch. And in the discus, she finished second. For River Valley, Molly Moss was second in the 800. Brielle Grant, second in the 1600. Third in the 3200. And the 4x2 relay team was fourth. Gina Klein, Evelyn Tripolin, Reagan Sackett, and Anya Sefrud ran that for the River Valley Blackhawks. For the Richland Center boys, Robert Budden, second in the 800. Ryan Stadler, fifth in the 1600. Fourth in the 3200. The 4x1 was third. Duncan Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Trayton Shep ran that. And the 4x2 was third. Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Mason Jelenic. The 800 sprint medley was fourth. Duncan Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Grayson Banker competed in that for the Hornets. Devin Woodhouse, fourth in the pole vault. Duncan Harper, fifth in long jump. For River Valley, Aiden Hill, fourth in the 100. Wesley Hatfield, fifth in the 100. The 4x2 was fifth. Wesley Hatfield, Lucas Klein, Alec Wagner, and Aiden Hill ran that for the Blackhawks. And the 800 sprint medley was second. Spencer Sackett, Cameron Lilla, Wesley Hatfield, and Aiden Hill ran that for the Blackhawks. At Kickapoo's Lee Griffin invite yesterday, Westby was the top team over Kickapoo Lafarge in girls, and also Also, Kickapoo LaFarge won the boys over North Crawford, 122-89, among the 13 teams enrolled. For Ithaca Weston, Tristan Peterson, first in the 100 hurdles. Also first in the 300 hurdles with a time of 50-60. Clayton Lee was first in the 1600. Sam Jones, sixth in the 800. Clayton Lee, second in the 3200, and seventh in the pole vault was Carrick Thompson. The next meet will be Thursday at Royal, the Gerard Brunner Invitational. We also have golf scores from last night at Quail Run. Tuesday Men's Golf League action. Neil Mahoney had a 39. Pat Keegan with a 39, including a birdie on hole one. A 42 for Jared McDonald and a birdie on hole one. Ken Nick Sr. and Rod Reitz each had 44s. Aaron Halvorsen, Joe Halvorsen, Rich Barinkot, and J.J. Klatt all with 45s. Aaron birdied hole two. Other golfers with holes played under par. Caden Dilley, a birdie on hole 2. Tony Doherty, a birdie on hole 8. Flag prize winners, Pat Keegan, longest putt on hole 1. Rich Barinkot, closest to the pin on hole 3. Dan Prohaska, the shortest drive in the fairway on hole 5. Nathan Raich, with a closest to the pin on hole 7 shot. And Jarrett McDonald, closest second shot on hole 9. And in the Lucky Strikers Bowling League, Napa Auto and Truck Parts had a 24-30. GJ's Service, 24-23. Triple P Farms, 23-86. GJ's Service, 891 game. Bindle Tire, 844. GJ's Service, 839. Top individual series, Caitlin Davison, a 520. Marsha Mahatka, a 505. Jody Imhoff, a 493. Top game, Jody Imhoff, a 200. Marsha Mahatka and Caitlin Davison with 193s. And Tammy Schwingel, a 188. Splits picked up. Lacey Pode, Kelsey Faber, and Jessica Morris, all with a 2-7. Doris Drapon, Tammy Schwingel, Sheila Pulvermacher, all with 3-10s picked up. And Doris Drapon had a 5-10. Nicole Mottier, a 5-7. Irene Klatt-Stovey, a 9-10. And Ann Maxwell, a 6-7-10 in Lucky Strikers Bowling. Brewer bats exploded for 8 runs in the 8th inning, blowing a 3-1 game wide open last night in San Francisco. The 11-3 decision evens the 4-game series going into Wednesday night's game. Jose Quintana picked up his 3rd win while Bryce Terang went 4-for-4 and Christian Yelich knocked in 4 runs. Yelich and Jake Bowers belted home runs. Freddie Peralta scheduled to start tonight's game. And manager Pat Murphy talked about the bats getting going.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and get a ground ball, an infield hit, and then hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good offensive performances today.
Elsewhere, the Cubs were winners, 11-10 over the Dodgers, St. Louis 10, Atlanta 4, the Mets 5-1 over Philadelphia, Miami 4, and Cincinnati 3. In the National League, San Diego 2-0 over Detroit, Washington 7-0 over Baltimore, Kansas City 4-3 over Colorado, Arizona 5, Tampa Bay 1, Pittsburgh 9-3 over the Angels. In the American League, Cleveland 3, the Yankees 2, Boston 8-3 over Seattle, Minnesota 4, the White Sox 2, Houston 5-1 over Toronto, Texas 8-5 over the Athletics. Well, the Bucks could not benefit from the return of Damian Lillard, and they're down 2-0 after last night's 123-115 loss to the Pacers. Lillard was rusty after being sidelined for a month, but he scored 14 points in 37 minutes. The Bucks fell behind early. This time they rallied to cut the deficit to 2 points, 115-113, with 2.5 minutes to go. They never drew even. Game 3 will be played Friday night in Milwaukee. Also last night, Oklahoma City over Memphis, 118-99, and the Lakers over Minnesota, 94-85. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Up next, a vintage Paul Harvey program on WRCO Radio for a Wednesday morning.
Now,
the rest of the story. In the late 1960s, Fred Smith was a student at Yale, trying without much success to make a particularly good impression on his economics professor. But then Fred got this idea for a brief economics thesis, something a whole lot more interesting than you might expect from a college paper. Anyway, the topic, Fred's original idea now, was a super-efficient, privately managed postal service, a hypothetical company that would buy for itself a fleet of jet aircraft, and the planes would fly only in the middle of the night. Don't get ahead of me. Letters and packages would be taken to a central location for sorting. Then the planes would fly the parcels to their destinations the same evening. That's right. That was the paper that Fred wrote for his economics class. And today, Frederick W. Smith is chairman and president and CEO of that hypothetical company. Only it's not hypothetical anymore. Today it employs 290,000 people. It earned $38 billion over the last fiscal year. Oh, and the fleet of jets that Fred envisioned in his economics class paper, there are 672 planes in it now, and 80,000 other motorized vehicles in the service of, that's right, in the service of Federal Express, the corporation that began as a college whim and became a worldwide sensation. In 1971, in the beginning, of course, Federal Express was antithetically defined as an alternative to the government-run postal system. But isn't it interesting? Some of the refinements that Fred Smith incorporated into his revolutionary enterprise were indirectly inspired by the government. You see, after graduating from Yale, Fred enlisted in the Marine Corps. He would serve two tours of duty in Vietnam. Incidentally, he'd never forget what he considers the best advice he ever got. It was from a Marine sergeant who told him, there are only three things you've got to remember: shoot, move, and communicate. But more to the point, Lieutenant Smith became fascinated by military procurement and delivery procedures. And his observations only encouraged him, so that when he got back home, he told himself he would go forward with that overnight commercial delivery service, the one he had dreamed up in college, and his main competitor, the United States Postal Service. Today it's barely holding on to its 32% share of that market, against the 31% market share of Fred Smith's Federal Express. And can you imagine? It all started with a college paper for an ordinary economics class. It's not often that the origin of an institution can be pinpointed so precisely. But here's the lesson in all of this: how easily Fred Smith might have been discouraged. Or did I mention that on that school paper he wrote, the one in which he outlined one of the biggest business successes in all American history, on that school paper he got a C. He was graded a C. Only now you know the rest of the story.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public schools. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they are not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true, because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold those values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fun today at 647-3114.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Said Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Town Taxi Triple Play with some 90s country, and more specifically, artists that played Star Spangled Celebration. Here's John Barry.
Feelings that we used to know.
First ever performer at the Star Spangled Celebration. That was Holly Dunn as we complete the Town Taxi Triple Play.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile, literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even an airport trip, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation for those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
50 degrees here at WRCO Studios. We'll have our trivia question of the day coming up in just a little bit here today. Your chance to be a big winner and amaze your friends. Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Mark your calendars. Hi, this is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Spring Open House is today through Saturday. We're kicking off the season with an action-packed week featuring discounts on our 2024 Ridge Ranch Edition and exclusive savings on new wheel kits, installations, and more. Whether you're hitting the water, cruising the trails, or enjoying the open road, we've got you covered. Find your wild side this year, today through Saturday, at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Vitesnik
Power Sports. Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
Our trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw, chain sharpening, $5 each. Limit of 10. Huge one-day mower sale, April 24th only. Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Benjamin Moore representatives will be here April 23rd. And our Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 brought sale the 23rd and the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Big deals going on today at Walsh's. So stop by and find out more. Well, you know, the Bucks are a disappointment so far in the season and in the tournament, too. And we'll see what happens. They're not out of it. But I just expected more, and everybody did. You know, not a bad team. They're down, what did they win, 8 in a row at the end of the year. Now, I know some of the teams that they beat were not playoff bound, but still, we'll see what happens. Anyway, today, some Bucks trivia. Giannis Antetokounmpo has scored the most points in a Bucks game, scoring 64
He also had a 59-point game. So he's in the team record books with a top two games in history. Which former Buck is currently third in the Bucks record book, having scored 57 in a game? Is it A, Terry Cummings, B, Michael Redd, C, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or D, Glenn Robinson? 608-647-4155, which Buck holds the record as the third best game in their team history. Cummings, Redd, Jabbar, or Robinson? Good luck as you dial. We want to congratulate our old buddy, our old pal, Lawrence Durst. Nice job. He knew the right answer, getting through the line quickly. Giannis Antetokounmpo has the top two games in Bucks history, 64 and 59 points. Which former Buck is currently third in the Bucks record book, having scored 57 in a game? Well, that would be B, Michael Redd. 2006-2007 season, he had the best season of his career. He averaged 26.7 points a game and set a Bucks record November 11, 2006 with a 57-point effort against the Utah Jazz. That broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's previous mark of 55 points. But, of course, both of those games have been eclipsed by Giannis Antetokounmpo and his fine career getting the Bucks in the playoffs, and then, of course, a championship in 2001. This year,
They're really going to have to dig deep. They're going to win a championship, and it looks pretty bleak right now. Congrats to Lawrence. He is the winner from Walsh's Ace, our sponsor of Trivia on a Wednesday, WRCO.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
We'll have details on the Richland Center Hornets Sting Night coming up this Saturday night. Big celebration as they look back on some Hornet history and look ahead as well. So details in the first part of the morning show about that today. That's between 9 and 10. Here's Steve Warner and Garth Brooks.
Riding down the road in our Oldsmobile, tapping on the floorboard, banging on the wheel, punching every button on the radio, but everything's too slow. Katie wants a fast
Katie
one.
Wants a fast one.
Quicker than the last one.
Than the last one.
Only two times she gets that rush. It's making tracks and kicking up dust. Katie wants a fast
one. Wants a fast one.
You know she's gotta have one.
You know she got to.
Cause that's what makes her motorbike. Katie wants a fast one. Tearing up the yard on a riding mower. The neighbor yells, Katie, better go a little slow. Taking every corner up on two wheels. It's how she gets her thrills. Katie wants a fast
Katie
one.
Wants a fast one.
Quicker than the last
Quicker
one.
Than the last one.
Only two times she gets that rush. Making tracks and kicking up dust. Katie wants a fast
Katie
one.
Wants a fast
you
one.
Know she's got a hand
on. You know she got to.
Cause that's what makes her motor. At the bit in the checkout line, Katie's got a thing about wasting time. If she pulls up behind you in the carpool lane, just get out of her way. Cause Katie wants a fast
Katie
one.
Wants a fast one.
Quicker than the last
Quicker
one.
Than the last one.
Only two times she gets that rush. It's making tracks and kicking up dust. Katie wants a
Katie
fast
wants
one.
Wants a fast
you
one.
Know she's gotta have one.
You know she got to.
Cause that's what makes her motor. It's a fast one.
Promise that I always try my best. restless days, sleepless nights, knowing I won't always get it right. Started working on myself, whiskey stays up on the shelf.
And WRCO. We're going to swing toward trails time in the news from ABC on a rainy Wednesday. Here's Vince and Reba.
There's a redhead from my hometown that loves to let her hair down. She tears my heart out when she starts to sing. Well, she's from the right side of Red River, and she's pretty as a picture. Well, don't you know she's this old cowboy's dream?
Oh, there's a boy from Moki City, and I sure think he's pretty, but I know he's trying to steal my heart away. Oh, my mama tried to warn me, he's gone down in California, but he'll be in Okie till his dying day.
There's a dance we do in Oklahoma, a dance like you've never seen. Sit back and we're gonna show you.
again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Stay dry and keep it tuned right here. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news is next, followed by Community Conversation on the Morning Show. News this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. The Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. 3/100ths of an inch of rain so far. It's 51 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The body of Pope Francis brought to St. Peter's Basilica this morning in a solemn ceremony. He will lie in state there for 3 days until his funeral on Saturday.
What comes next after Saturday's funeral and burial? The conclave, that ancient process, all the cardinals gathering in the Sistine Chapel, sworn to secrecy to choose the next pope. No date for that has been set yet. Vatican rules say it should be 15 to 20 days after the death of a pope.
ABC's Terry Moran at the Vatican.